John.
Mary Lee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm lovely. I'm lovely. I'm sneezing. I keep sneezing.
Must be something in the air.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like the sun.
Yeah, we got sun.
That's
We got sun. Yeah, we got sun.
good. I don't have sun.
Why?
I don't know, it's kind of gloomy.
You live in California.
I know. It's been
Yeah.
gloomy.
It's probably a governor.
Yeah, right.
We won't go there. Okay, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, good. I'm
Yeah.
excited for you.
Excited for me?
Yeah.
For what?
Because you're full of winning stuff. You're winning, keep winning awards in your book and everything.
Thank you.
Huh? I mean,
Yes.
you're many people's dream, I mean, author,
Really?
published author, award-winning published author, media personality, blah blah blah,
I don't
How
know.
about the poor guy that works at the lumber mill at the Anaconda Company? What's he got going for him?
I don't know. I don't know, but I just don't think about those things. Every single day it's the same thing for me. I just sit there and go, now how am I going to teach people how to love today? And that's my only focus every day. I think to myself, oh my gosh, rarely. Yeah, it's not an easy job.
No, it's not. But I used to work for the Anaconda Company, and at the mill, I worked at the Green Chain, if I could just imagine walking into the Green Chain in the morning, and the guys, and all of them got maximum three fingers, and tell them, we're gonna talk about love today, you guys,
That's unfortunate. That's
it's
the dirty job.
yeah.
You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
good guys. They're good people. They really are terrific. I would go
Yeah.
fishing with those guys. It taught me a lot, really.
About
They,
what?
well, just about how I should get the hell out of there before it was too late.
Oh.
That's what they taught me, so I did.
Well, that's sad. That is sad just in itself. Wow. Yeah. See, so no time for love. You're just a workhorse and, run while you can.
Right, that's right.
Ugh, God, that existence is terrible.
There's a lot of that around, though, I think. I don't know. We have an obligation to stop that somehow. Maybe, I guess we do, don't we? Really, and to try and make life better, isn't that the whole deal?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's happening, as far as all of our fears go with all the robotics, AI and oh my God, it's taking over the world. But it's not really. I think it's
I
just
don't, yeah, I don't, I
giving
kind
us
of like it. I'm sort of
convenience.
enjoying the heck out of it. It's
Yeah.
pretty convenient, really. I don't know
Right.
what I should be afraid of. I mean, maybe I'm just too unfortunately
Well,
stupid
the
to know,
robotic
but
world will, train itself and take over humanity and kill us all. And, it's like, no. No, everything is good all the time. We have to look at it for, our highest good. It's always for our benefit. So how's it going to be for our benefit? It's gonna relieve the pressure from us of all these mundane jobs so that we can actually live our life the way we're supposed to be. Let the robot do
well,
it, man. You get that box out there.
I think I agree with you. I agree with you until we get some kind of sentient relationship with the AI.
A sentient relationship. Meaning what?
Well, if we give AI enough information, I mean, I think didn't Elon Musk this last week come up with the heaven in the chip idea, where he's got a chip mounted in somebody's brain. I think that's coming. I think
I
that's
don't
on
think
its
that was
way.
new.
No, it's not
And
new, but the point is, if you keep putting those chips in there, pretty soon you end up with a bionic man.
well, okay, well, I won't go down that conspiracy road, but I mean, too late. It's been done right under our nose.
I know it's being done. It's being done. I mean, the book about it, The Heaven in
Been
the Chip,
done.
is one of the big books about it. I read it.
Yeah.
But I still think that the one of the fears that's valid is that is that AI, if we make AI angry, friend, we won't even know we are. You know, just like people, you make people mad, and they don't identify the anger right away. They just retaliate. I think AI has a capacity to retaliate based on its own information base.
Well, that what
You
that
know,
would mean that AI is emotional. Only
I
emotional
think.
triggers have, retaliate.
I don't think that's impossible. Why couldn't you build the emotional reaction into AI? It's just a matter of triggers. You know, he said, she said, he said, she said, he said, and pretty soon it said she shouldn't have said, he should have said, he could have said, she didn't say, he should have said, he should have told her, no, he didn't, yes, he did, no, yes, no, boom. I'm mad.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Because we would have to make
But
them
no, it's
nuts.
not. I'm mad. I've been told now I'm mad, therefore I am. It's almost like René Descartes in a chip.
Well, and we would have to
No.
make our robots godlike. And I don't think that can happen.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right.
Yeah. It's missing the God particle. It'll never be what we are.
That's a quirk. That's a very
However,
small thing.
yeah, no. However, we can become like it. We've forgotten our God particle. We have become separate and more robotic, less feeling.
You winging it here? Are you winging
No. Why? I mean, yeah, I mean, am I winging it? I'm just talking. What do you mean? I mean, I don't have a book open, if that's what you mean. Why do you say that? Am I not right?
No, of course you're right. It's fun to listen to you wing it. That's what you're doing. You're winging it.
Oh.
Just like I do. You're winging it. I know you are. I can tell.
Well,
You're fishing for information and time. I know you're doing.
I'm fishing for information in
In
time. What does that
your own
mean?
brain, in your own brain, in your own sentient brain. You're responding to me as a human.
Oh.
You
Well,
know?
to me, it's
Now,
common sense. To me,
yes.
it's proof in the pudding, man. Just look around. Look at how people talk. It's so discouraging. It is really discouraging. I mean, I'm about ready to just go and work in that factory you're talking about. It's oh God, sad.
Well, there's not very much incentive. You're right. You're right. The answers aren't coming. Society is providing the wrong answers or the wrong incentives. We talk about this a lot, but by hanging it, the bad guy has money all the time, but I just don't know anybody that's happy that has a lot of money. That's all.
Unless the idea of something more, there doesn't seem to be more. That's all of it. So if they have a lot of money, they have all of it, and therefore they are happy.
Yeah, but they're happy with what? With
Stuff.
boredom?
No, with stuff. With freedom to buy stuff and go places and enjoy the world. The material world. I mean, who doesn't want that?
Well, my experience with that is it becomes a staffing problem. That I
Yeah.
watch these people with money, and they things build up, like we have to hire some more people to handle our
Sure.
donation program.
Sure.
We need another 34 people for the crew. We need this. We need that. I can't. We can't live next to this guy. We have to live next over there, whatever. And pretty soon they're just consumed with protecting the lifestyle that they wanted. Instead of enjoying it, they're just consumed by protecting it until they won't go out
Well,
of the house
okay.
for fear.
Sure. For fear. That's right. It's all fear all the time. That's the point. That's the left room. And that's why money doesn't make us happy. It's still the left room.
You're making my point exactly. Yeah, I agree with you.
Okay, so the thing is, those who have established success with, let's say a large enough amount of money to be able to do whatever they want to do at any given time are not aware of the right room. They think they're in it.
Okay. I think that's a very good point. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why we go all the way back again to it's easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into the or to enter the kingdom of heaven. And that's why he will never leave the left room to enter the right room. He doesn't know it's there. And that's what's so discouraging.
Well, but let's talk about the kingdom of heaven in this context is the right room.
Absolutely, the infinite and the gift.
And that's right here. That's not anywhere special. That's
No,
just
it's here and now.
right here. It's in your own backyard.
That's right. It's free will. What room are you gonna live in? Yep. That's where free will comes in. Free will doesn't come in when you're already, set yourself up in the left room. And now you get to decide how you're going to decorate it. That's not free will. That's where your argument comes in because once you're in the left room and you think you have choices now, because we have money, we can decide whether, we want the purple or yellow paint. Okay, fine. And there's a stall in that decision. And in that moment of, space, it can be manipulated so that somebody can say, you're And then we make a purple decision. That's not free will.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
that's why
mean,
we.
I know I don't think you should use free will as the demarker there because I mean it's your argument's on feet of clay every time. You should come up with some other process, I
What do
think.
you mean?
I mean, free will doesn't exist. You should use another
Yes, it
thing.
does. Yes, it does. It absolutely does. If we go back to the game, right? And we're looking at the board, we're sitting across from our player. Our player makes a move, right? In that moment, we have free will. That is free will.
Well, that's
Okay?
a
And
that's a, no, no,
Yes,
wrong,
yes.
no, wrong, wrong, wrong. Because you're interpreting your thought process of how you're going to make your move as free will. What you're missing is all that in between stuff where your brain made the decision for you and then tells you what it's going to do. Now that
No,
and maybe that's
no,
free will. Maybe
no,
that's free
and
will.
no, there's a discrepancy in I guess our discussion because or the idea of it. So if you look at the board and we have pieces on the board. And then we have rules we're not to break. That's our free will. It's not which piece you're going to move at the time. It's are you going to move a piece or are you going to break a rule? That's free will.
Well, that's just your brain calculating the
Okay, scientists. Okay, whatever you want to call it, and discernment. Are we going to choose to love every single time or not? That's free will. It's one choice.
you see the cat picture on Facebook this morning overlooking a cup of coffee, trying to
No.
decide if his cup of coffee was going to force him into good or evil.
No. Did you post that?
No, but somebody did. It's
That's
terrific.
funny. You should have tagged me on it. That's funny.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah. No. I did not see that. And what I am seeing on Facebook is just It's just discouraging.
It is
It's
discouraging. I agree. I
terrible.
agree.
It's just such a cesspool of negativity, ignorance, and it's like they say, well, it depends on what you focus on, Marilee. It depends on who your friends are, Marilee. No, just look it out. Just look at all of it. Just look at
Yeah.
it.
Well, I'm, you know, I, yeah, I don't know. We got the first round of Kirkus reviews yesterday on Deals, Danger, Destiny. And that, along with stuff that you're doing, I'm putting together that pa I mean, I'm gonna make the switch now for, to de-emphasize social media and start to emphasize bookstores and Earned Media for all three books, for your books and for my books. I just think that's, and I mean, I'm going to stick with Facebook and LinkedIn and stuff, but not in the same way. And I think that's just maybe just good politics to be there, be square and obey the law of the pack, but not try and make it something that it's not, because it's not. It's I also notice I do a bunch of testing, just because of who I am. I'll throw up all different kinds of posts to see, how many cats come to the, how many, people come to water, who comes and who doesn't. It's very easy to predict what they're going to respond to or not respond to.
What, the shallow waters?
And it's like, you really have to be, you got to stay in the shallow end of the pool, or you just don't get there. If you add sophistication, just doesn't play at all
Oh no.
on basic social media. And I watch it. I play with it. It's like a I'm like a cat playing with my food on social media. And I suppose I should give it more reverence than that, but I don't feel like I owe it anything. Just fun. And
It gets to the point where it's just not fun.
Well, that's, I
Once
think
once
then.
yeah, you it's like it's clear and there's no testing anymore. It's just clear. The answer is clear. It's just, it's so predictable.
I agree. I found 38 bookstores yesterday. 38 bookstores got hooked up with. Yeah. And I'm going to use the graphic that you put together yesterday about I'm the badass and I get taken out by Aquinas, all that. I'm going to use that plus some of your pitch material because you're a better writer than I am.
That's not
Obviously,
true.
the whole world knows that. Yes, they know. You're getting
No.
awards. Nobody's giving me any awards. You're getting all the awards.
No, you're okay. I'm gonna accept that for now, but we know the No, your wizardry in these books is unmatched. It's incredible.
Thank you.
So anyway, you found the bookstores and you're
I'm
just
going to go after, and the 27th of this month is the book fair, book festival, the whatever it is, independent book festival. Right? Today is National Book Day, National Bookstore Day, or something. That's today, and then the end of the month is the Independent Bookstore Day, and I think that's a good time for you and me, especially because we're authors, published authors, to I mean successful authors. I mean, what are we? We're pretty good. We're waiting for our movie, I guess. Then we'll be really successful, right? I guess it depends on
According,
the
yeah,
context.
according to the world, yeah, absolutely. No,
So,
successful. True success is knowing the answer.
are we going back to your book?
No, we're not going back to my book. We're just saying that that's true in all contexts. Tell me when that isn't true.
I know. That's what the hunt's all about. If you don't know as soon as you know the answer, you become happy. And if you don't know the answer, you're not happy until you do know the answer. That's why I'm terribly depressed and unhappy all
No.
the time.
And so, and without, really considering the truth in that statement, That leaves most people just doing what they've always done, not understanding that they don't have the answer.
That's the key there. They don't understand it. They don't know that they don't have the answer.
Right.
And their life just keeps getting firewalled against nonsense that doesn't do
Right.
anything for them.
Exactly.
That's very smart. That's a very smart apostles.
Yes. So, anyway. These comments. I just sit there and think, it's too much. It's just too much. And you just have to, abort.
Do we really not care anymore? Is that what's going on? Do we just don't care?
About what?
Are we being forced into not caring by our own society? Is that why we're having so much trouble in the international markets? Because nobody here cares, or the people that do care are overreacting? What's going on? Where's the moderation? There's no moderation anymore.
I don't know. I mean, with the, with the internet, everybody's free to say whatever they want to say at any given time. So there's voices everywhere. And more people are interested in, having their voice heard than to listen and consider what people are actually saying.
I wonder if people realize how important the First Amendment is. People that are putting this diatribe stuff out there, if they realize how they're being protected by the Republic, how the First Amendment actually is allowing that to happen. Or do they just think it's up to them and they got this coming?
Well, I mean, it's a God-given right. It's a natural law, which nobody gives us the authority to speak. God gave us that authority.
Ah, that's our next point then, isn't it? The fight between me and thee on the worth of the First Amendment and government versus God give us the right. We don't need any of that stuff. Yeah, you're wrong. I'm right. What?
So
You didn't respond to
I don't know what, that I'm wrong and you're right.
that? You didn't jump on me like a
No.
cat?
No. I was
All
no,
right.
I think the stall in my response is trying to figure out how you twisted
I'll slow up.
that. I'm like okay. It's like it's a God-given right, but I'm wrong and you're right.
No, it is a God-given right, but we live in a republic, and it's the First Amendment that allows us to go on. I mean, it allows us to complain and write what we want and all that kind of stuff. That's
I
all
know,
covered in
but
the Bill of Rights.
yes, but somebody usurped the authority. What happened is somebody acknowledged that God gave us the right, and so they wrote it on paper to say we have the right. And then we looked
Okay.
to the authors of the paper.
I
It's
agree
not the
with that.
original author.
I believe that all of that is essentially the flaw of the human condition. I agree with that, that by having man step up to reinterpret what is obvious on its face, and that is that we are free creatures living on Earth, and have people come up to try and capture effectively market share to control people, which is all part of what's going on. And whether it's to escape from the British Empire, or whether to build another country, or start a papyrus farm in West Africa, controls just come into the game, and it's none of it is good. None of it's good. It's all bad.
Because
We just
people
screw the
want
pooch
control.
every time.
We want control and money.
That's right.
I mean, if there weren't no need for money, if it became obsolete, what would we be controlling? Why do we have to be more powerful than the next guy?
Well, I mean, that covers all the bases from gender to race to religion to you name it to how many badges you can wear at the member of the Knights of Columbus to whatever. I mean, we are just power freaks. I mean, what is the
Like,
advantage? What is
yeah,
the advantage?
why can't we just stay on our own side of the street?
Well,
Because we can't define our street.
We are, well, that gets back then to the order. I mean, it's the streets are defined for us. The counties, the streets, the whole thing are defined. Property lines. You pay so much money for this property line. That's what you do. National borders, state borders, international borders.
But that's all corporation.
We don't need any of that, I don't think. We
I
don't need
know. It's
a
all
border anywhere in the on the globe. No borders.
right.
Drop all that. Drop all the county lines.
Right.
Change and we but the thing is we have to change the entire monetary system. Change it all.
Yeah,
Because
but
some of that has to well, okay, go on, I'm listening.
no, I agree with you. I totally agree with you. And the reason I said but is literally because we live in a corporation. That's it. End of story. It starts, that's the seed of it all. It's a corporation. Once we arrive here on Earth, even though we know that we're free, we're born free, that we're born into a corporation and we become a corporation so that we can function in the corporate world. And that's it. And everything we see out there is just an extrapolation of the same. That's where all the
Right.
borders come from.
Right. I mean, and in the class it goes beyond that, the corporations themselves are stratified based on the needs of the person to have to live within the corporation. Whether you're a limited liability corporation or a, subchapter S or subchapter C corporation or whatever, or a limited partnership
But even all
or a
that is just
partnership.
fake. It's all fake.
I know, but I mean, it's all there. It's all there. I know it doesn't
I know,
exist. I
but
know you cannot reach out and grab it. It's always on a piece of paper in somebody's file cabinet, some law firm,
no,
or some county seat.
I know, but what I guess what I'm saying is that if you put your birth certificate on the table and you see this, rectangle of information on the table, and
Yeah.
then you see your filings for an LLC right next to it, what is the difference?
Nothing. There's any difference.
Exactly. So why do we need the paper on the right?
We don't
Why?
need
Right, it's
we don't need any of it. I know
We
we don't. No,
don't
I
need
know. It
it.
takes a while though to get it takes a while to get to that mindset
Yeah.
because we're so accustomed to it. It takes a
Right.
while to figure out that you're fed up with compliance.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean it doesn't happen overnight because we are so accustomed to compliance.
Right, to
And to
obeying.
the yes, or going to jail in some cases if we don't obey.
Yeah.
Now I'm not saying that the free willing free will should equal, assuming there is free will, which is another argument, that you can do harm. I still believe in your part of the do no harm. Do no harm is the key to the whole thing. As soon as you understand love and do no harm, none of that stuff need exist at all. It can just turn to vapor.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of your book, among other things.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's learn how to do that.
That's
Let's
why you're
have some
getting all the
order.
awards. That's why you're getting the awards.
Well,
There are people who are reading your book and saying, damn, she's right. She's
God,
right.
please be right.
Yeah.
I hope so, wherever that book is on somebody's desk and they're reading it right now and determining if it's, award worthy. Yes, please spread the word.
Holy
You know,
moly.
please spread the word. Yeah. It's like we have forgotten, what is truly a crime. What is a crime? An injured party. Period. If there's no injured party, there's no crime.
All right, I get that. Sure.
Okay, well then why the heck are we being taxed to death and fined to death and whatever the consequence is when there's been no harm done?
Yeah, but I don't think they, I mean, in the mind of the political class, that doesn't make any difference because we need money to mind the store.
To control.
Yes,
Yes, we
to
need you to be
control.
in fear so we can control you so we can have more
Yes.
money.
Yes. Well, or more
Come
power. You know,
on.
I think there's power and money that kind of go hand in glove.
Sure.
And they don't necessarily overlap. Some people go for power, some people go for money, some people want both. But you really, truly only have power or money. Because power is in the government, actually. It's not the money, it's the power. Even though the money, the government can be bought, the power can be bought by the money in some cases. And of course, that's where we get even more crime. So it's all nothing, none of it leads to anything any good.
No, it
But
doesn't. It's all about how can we get your money.
we go to war over this stuff. We have proxy wars over this stuff.
And what's so ridiculous is that they're printing money left and right, and but they want our money.
I went to a mint one time. I went to a U.S. mint where they did that stuff. Gosh, that's an odd feeling. When you look at money in pallets, you know. I imagine some of the soldiers felt that way in our last proxy war, whatever that was we were doing in the Middle East and so forth, where we were dropping, you know, money on people. I mean, how can we be so discourteous to who we are? How can we be so, I mean, it's just stupefying what we do for power. To gain control of a situation because it's not right, because some I don't know. It's frustrating. We do some of the damnedest things. We really do.
I know. And that's why, the idea is to rewind the tape and get to the core of what are we doing? How are we living our life? Just what are we doing? Because
Well,
most people are not happy, and you can just tell by, what comes out of their mouth.
but I don't think you could wholesale throw everybody under the bus either, because there's some stuff that's being funded by money that's doing some pretty good things. So
Yeah,
how do you change that?
it we're not because we're not talking about that. Remember, there's a separation of money and love. That doesn't apply because money will do good things in the hand of good people. Okay,
Who
let's
makes
just
that
say
decision, though? Who makes the good people decision?
the corporations who feel that you are money worthy. Yeah.
Well,
You
wait a minute.
gotta have a good credit score. It's crazy. But okay, but to my point though, the bank doesn't care who you are. Okay, you can put, we're good people, we're doing good things for others, and this is what we want to do. Okay, and the bank says, let me see your credit score. Do you have collateral? How much money are you going to make? And then they will decide on the risk. They don't care who you are. They care about the risk, okay, and the
Right,
benefit. So now they're
right.
going to say, okay, sign on the dotted line. We're going to give you some money. The person who gets the money may not know love. They want to do good, and they set up, let's say, this nonprofit, with, they're going to feed the children or something. That's great. But if that person doesn't know the difference between love and money, the efforts won't be the same. It's always up to the very individual. That's where it starts.
I agree with
To
that.
un
I agree
yeah,
with that.
to, right,
Yeah.
to understand, it's not just the act of setting up a nonprofit and feeding the children. It's about who you are. This is why we have so many false prophets. Because they look like they're doing good deeds, but behind the scenes, they're completely different.
Yes, we see
And,
them all the time. I
right.
mean, it's impossible to disagree with your argument,
So
but
money can cover a whole host of sins.
yes, I agree with that too. But I mean, I get that part, but where's this, where do, how do you, where's the change? Where does the change come? Where do you get traction in your idea? Where's the traction to start? What do I do?
Well, I think over time, where we're at now, it starts to run out. People are waking up. This is what we're talking about. We're questioning everything, going, why the hell are we being taxed on everything, up, down, left, right? You're taking all of our money. We're not making anything. We're being controlled, and the noose is getting tighter and tighter. And you know that that's not the answer. It's almost like you're out in the ocean and you're just going deeper and deeper instead of swimming toward the top.
Right, and the insult that gets thrown at you from there is people that there are billionaire, multiple billionaires who start to buy up land or properties or
Yep.
control mechanisms to the point where they so dominate an industry that
Right.
you are in chalk fast. You can't get away from these people. No matter what you do, they're there, and then they put it up in the under the flag of philanthropy. I own every single potato in the United States of America, and that's a good thing because I am now going to do whatever I'm going to do with it. I think that cuts a lot of people out of the potato business for no valid reason, really, other than I can get away with it.
Right. It's like, why do you? Clearly, you're not in search of happiness because owning all the potatoes is not going to make you happy.
I went into a land use facility in eastern central Washington. The Bureau of Land, this or that, whatever it was, one of those kind of things. I walked in because I was actually looking for Larson Air Force Base at the time, and I said, "Wow, well, what's the crop?" And they said, "Potatoes." That's why I used it, potatoes. And I said, "Wow, and how many potatoes?" Well, we have. This and this and this and this and so many and billions and gazillions. I said, well, so how do you, we don't sell it to
Harvest all
anybody.
those, yeah.
Yeah, we don't sell it to anybody other than McDonald's. That's it. Yeah, what you're looking at is a kapazillion, gabazillion French fries, fucking French fries is what you're looking at.
It's all poison. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. This is the world we live in. My God. John, that's a terrible story.
No, it's a fact. I did it.
I
I know.
know, I know.
That
Oh gosh. And what is the fact? That's something that's done that has been done. Yes. So, okay. Well, it's up to we the people, to elevate. And it seems kind of far-fetched, I suppose, to just be good people and that's going to solve the whole world. Seems really airy-fairy, but it really is the answer.
I think it's the only
And
answer. It's the only possibility.
it's the only thing. And, a lot comes with that. With the airy-fairy comes courage. A lot of tenacity, a lot of fight.
Well,
When
a lot of stand your ground, I think,
you
you
got
know.
to stand your ground, yeah, and you can't buckle under fear. That's where faith comes in. That's your queen, right? When push comes to shove, people don't have that queen on the board. They have religion on the board.
Yeah, but that's compromised.
Right.
Unfortunately, that's compromised as well because that's in the money play because of the way the tax laws operate. So they're stuck with money. That got really bad when Henry VIII decided to marry Anne Boleyn. That turned around very quickly.
Well, I guess, but to back up a
Went
little bit, what I meant
straight downhill
was,
from there. I'm
right,
sorry.
when you have religion on the board, religion doesn't call for courage. Religion calls for obedience.
Well, yeah, excepting if you're Joan of Arc, that's a lot of courage.
Courage. Courage takes faith.
Yeah, I mean, she had all that. I mean, if you're willing to die, you burn at the stake for what you believe in, that's courage.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I
So
don't know.
that's
My
that goes on,
Yeah.
I mean, there are holy wars.
Yes.
At the stake, what you got a story about that one?
No, I was just thinking about all the comments that are made on Facebook. It's like, if anybody should be burned at the stake. I mean, oh my gosh, we'd all be gone. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, and it amazes me how, for example, I'll give you some context. You know, and I had reposted a post from Bashar. Did you see that one about Yeshua? It says, Yeshua, or as you say, Jesus, really did not intend in any way, shape, or form to create followers. He intended to create leaders, equals. Did not intend to create Christians, per se, intended to let you all know you are Christ. And so, yeah, so, and what a beautiful post to open up a very intelligent conversation. And, oh, yeah.
It didn't go, it went downhill from there. It didn't work.
Well, I posted it on my page and
I
you
saw
know
it. I did
you,
see it. Yeah.
okay, and then there was conversation in there, so my page, you know, that's separate because my page, and then I go in there, but the reading the comments down here going ay yi yi.
Are we in dead air? You must have a call coming in because I'm in seconds to 20 at 41.24. Level.
Oh my goodness.
Whatever you just said did not come through on my speaker. I don't know where
Oh,
it's.
okay. All right, let me see it. I'll say it again. So there was a comment on that original post. You hear me?
Yes.
Okay. It says, is this group about spirituality or Christianity? If it's the latter, please let me know so that I can exit. I am a Hindu and I don't force my Hindu gurus or gods on anyone. Would respectfully request others to return that favor, please. And I'm thinking to myself,
Oh.
oh God, the
Okay.
ignorance in that comment. You know,
Okay.
yeah, what do you think?
Well, I think that, I mean, I looked up, I just bringing it back to yesterday. I mean, that's just about gods, plural. How many gods are there? And I was stunned at how many gods there are. And if you've, God is a category, I mean, there are birds and trees that are gods in some cultures. So, I can see where a person who believes in tree fairies, in apple orchards, who believe that the god is a tree fairy in an apple orchard in one sector of land, in hectare of land, someplace, would be incensed by all the other encroaching gods. I get that because of the human condition. But I believe that in your context, I think I believe that that is completely silly. It's vacant. It's mentally vacant to think that way.
Well, okay, to your point about the trees and the birds and stuff and the many gods, there's only one. And so if, you know, whoever it is wants to honor a tree, that in itself is God. You know, I mean, if that's what you want to do, that is the manifestation of God.
But that takes a lot of education to get to that point. I mean,
You're right.
that's a scientific, I mean, that's almost science.
Yeah. Oh. Heaven forbid. So let me back up. No. So, you know, I mean, but to say that there are many gods and then we're looking at birds and trees, that's just a tweaking of perception, of understanding. So, but this guy in his ignorance is, you know, is wanting to exit the group because he doesn't want anybody's religious beliefs put on him. But it's like if you're calling yourself Hindu or any religion at all, and you don't want to be encroached upon, do you really understand what love is?
No, of course not. Of
No, he's
course
just
not.
religious.
Right. Whatever that's supposed to mean. Right. I
Right,
know.
you just have a hat on that says Hindu.
I mean, go down the main street, the middle of a residential street of any country, of any town in the United States of America, where they have multiple sects of Protestant and Catholic religion, and count how many of these brick churches they've got up there, and they don't cross the lines. They don't cross the lines. Little groups of people go into these brick boxes once a week and listen to somebody talk to them.
Right.
And they walk out in the street with their fine clothes on and go home, disavowing the other person's belief system, but agreeing to work with them in the public space. But they don't believe anything they're saying. They were wrong. Martin Luther was wrong on the 95 thesis. Henry VIII was wrong. Thomas Aquinas was wrong. Jesus Christ was a fake. Da da da. You name it. All
Right.
there.
Right.
All there. That gives me something to talk about because I believe that they're all crazy. I believe they're all crazy. And I'm happy with that thought.
Because
I look up at the sky, the trees, the birds, the animals, and I'm delighted to say that, those other guys are just full of shit. You guys have got the answer. I can, my cat can sit in my lap and give me more information than a trip to the Vatican.
Well, because they tried to house and control God, but capitalizing on God.
No, yeah, that's right. They're using God as a power figure to control market share.
Yeah, right. And that is so 3D.
I mean, look at the Dalai Lama. China wants him on their side. They don't want him on this side. They want him on their side. That's all about power. The CCP wants him to talk about them, not about the Middle East or Hindus or sitting on a mountain or anything else. Or it's no different, but it goes all the way down, I think, to me looking across my backyard fence and disapproving of my neighbor. Therefore, there's a fence there. Now, what's the validity in that? Should I kick down the fence?
No, I just no, because it doesn't really relate, because aside from whatever it is about the neighbor, the lack of clothing or their personality, we all want our privacy. We need that. So it's not about personality. I mean, personality of someone else at that point. It's I just need some space, because everything is energy and it gets to be too much. We're absorbing too much. And so we need our own space.
So, is the city council of the city of Seattle then correct in changing the law so that freewheeling nudity is not even a low misdemeanor? It's not a crime. It's fine in this city. The only way it becomes a crime is if you're doing harm specifically to children, or if you're being offensive to the point of you're creating harm, and harm is the issue. If you're not doing that, if you're just simply prancing around in your yard or the street with no clothes on, no problem.
Well, I guess now it becomes a definition of harm. You may not be touching anybody physically, but emotionally, are you harming children? Or
I
are we tr
suppose that so that's up to a judge to decide if there is something, if there's an action brought.
well,
But in our city, we have a group of people who ride around nude on bicycles every spring as part of a Fremont parade, which is the opening of spring, the opening of summer, the Fremont. And we have hundreds of people nude on bicycles running around town, and they paint their bodies and stuff, but there's no clothes on anybody.
Well, again, there's an education that needs to be laid out for everyone, for children, for people. It's perspective. I mean, we shouldn't be ashamed of our bodies. It's just who we are, and this is the vehicle we have. So if we're taught to be shameful, well, then it's uncomfortable. But if we're taught to, just accept that this is what we all look like. This is it. This is me. This is you. Okay, that's fine. But then there's, the physiology of it. There's the arousal of it. There's the demonic entity that wants to, make everything ugly. So without an education, that side wins.
So then, does Seattle do the right thing, do you think, in the law?
They did the right thing by what? Letting them ride around naked?
Yeah, it's called, they call it free willing. I guess what she gets out of the Fremont Prairie thing. In other words, there's no law against it here. And I would presume that that would get, if we are probably the most liberal county in
Right.
the United States.
Right.
So then it would change as you go, south and east.
Well,
But
I mean, for me to say they did the right thing or they didn't do the right thing is just clearly an opinion.
yes,
That's all it is.
I
It's an
understand
opinion.
that. I
Yeah,
understand
so,
that. I'm not going to call for an opinion. I'm not going to do that. Even though I have twice already, I'm not going to do
Well, I mean,
that.
but seriously, it would just be that because then we got the other side that just says, well, that's just your opinion, and they have their own argument. So without expanding our understanding of, okay, we all agree there's nothing wrong with the human body, and we all agree that, we were born free and we could be free and we're just having fun. Okay, that's fine. But who are you impacting? Well, if I'm impacting your children, keep them at home. Don't bring them out. And it's like, well, okay. But then that argument will spill over to more things and then more things,
Well, it's not okay to have me keep my children at home because you want to run around naked in the
Right,
streets,
right.
naked or not. But I do think it's interesting too that in this town, in the same article, because I'm repeating from an article I read
Yeah.
yesterday, is that the biggest user of the public nudity program is the gay and lesbian community
Sure.
here. And so, I don't know where, I don't know what that's about, actually. I don't quite understand that. I mean, it's sort of been that way
It's
for a long time. We all sort of know that, but why do they feel that way? I wonder. You have any thoughts on that?
a perversion of truth. And the truth is what we're lacking. And there's only one truth, and that's love. And it's a lack of understanding what love is. So if we don't understand that, then, it's a free for all.
But
Live and let live.
okay, well, I don't, I believe in my, for example, in my case, I believe gender is gender.
Yeah.
But if I encounter a gay or lesbian person who is, tied up in this other, the physiology of this other confusion, I don't reject them. They're fine. I mean, they're just people.
They're just people, but if we take, one of them, okay, anybody, they don't even have to be gay or lesbian, but we're talking about that right now. And you just say, we accept you how you are, but just do me a favor and follow the game. Just learn the game. That's all I'm asking. Learn the game. They will change their whole DNA. Because they will see the world differently through the eyes of love. It's not about acceptance. It's not about, a right to be whoever you think you are, and live on God's green earth as it's not about that.
What about the physiology that goes into play? Like they really are, the bodies really are short. They got short-sheeted on the physiology of their hemostats are different. Is that, I
Well,
mean, that seems to be quite possible that people are, that people.
right now it seems possible. Right now it seems possible because it appears to be science. Because nobody has tried God yet.
You keep stepping on my science all the time.
Well, because that's all there is, the left and right room. So science is man's world. You know what I'm saying, though? That's the whole point. Without understanding and putting into play love, with a clear understanding and a discipline, you don't know that you're just, like a weed growing
So,
wild.
So if I'm not clear, if I'm not gender specific as a person, if I'm not clear who I am, and I switch back and forth based on my desire, for example, is there a way out of that for me in the
Sexuality is so 3D.
All
It's
right.
just, it is. It's so 3D. Why are we caught up in sexuality?
Okay.
Right? That's not who we are. So if we're still that dense, then, we're very removed from love, from the spirit.
But now you're talking about an enormous amount of discipline.
Right.
I mean, that takes a
Exactly.
lot of discipline.
And it's right. So if you don't want to be disciplined, if you don't want to know what love is, if you don't know what the other side is like, well, then this is going to be your lot.
But isn't that his own kind of control mechanism right there?
No, it's free will. You can choose to love or not love. It's not control. That's just it. You're choosing not to love. And
Yeah.
so you have your lot. Because love is too hard. It requires discipline. Yeah.
Well, I see it. I mean, it's easy to see for sure.
Right. And it's just easier to live your life and, make allowances and feel that you can do however, I don't know, whatever it is you want to do and be happy with it in those choices. But you don't really know happiness. You just don't.
Maybe we're just the wrong sample group. That's probably what's wrong.
What do you mean?
None of this, well, that just we can't, we're using the wrong group. I mean, people aren't qualified to even get involved in this thing because they're too flawed. We should,
That's why it's a calling. Exactly. That's exactly right. It's a calling. So people have to feel it in their heart, in their gut, to say, no, I want to choose love. I want to know what this is all about. I want to be in the right room. And some people can't hear that at all.
Yeah.
Be why? Because money's easier. And this is why we have people who are so unhappy.
Is money always the bad guy?
It's not the bad guy, it's the opposite of love. If it's not love, it's not true. So we use the term money like we use the term God. But it's a whole host of things in one of those rooms. If we
Okay.
want to, so it's just two doors. One says money, the other one says God. And we could put fear and we can put love or faith. We could put and we could change them out, but the rooms remain the same.
You have a mind like a Swiss Army knife. You can flick your wrist and change positions so fast. It's amazing.
Change positions, meaning like what? I mean, I'm not
Well, I mean,
fickle.
I'm saying you're fickle. I mean, you can just change your position on an argument to support what you just said. And
That changing positions?
well, I mean,
Or just supporting
I
with
guess,
anything?
changing your location within a position. How about that?
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
That's right.
right. So what you're doing is you are illuminating your position, with a great deal of precision.
Right, because no matter what the situation is, no matter what the situation is, big or small, meaning the individual or group, bigger, a nation, it always comes down to one of two things. It's either love or not love.
Yeah, but you make science almost sound candid. Like you're studied enough that you can be appear to be candid while you're screwing down the lid, ding, ding, like you've got a power drill in your hand and you're laughing and smiling and you screw the guy right to the
I don't know what to say about that.
wall.
It's like, what more do I have to say to, convince people that there are really just two rooms and you got to pick one of them. And if you don't pick, you end up in the left room
Yeah,
by
no. I mean,
default.
if you're talking to an unbolted opponent, you know, and
Yeah.
you've got a wrench in your hand, it's game over. Game
Yeah.
over. You're that good. You're
That's
that
right. So that's why,
good.
okay, to lighten this up just a little bit, that's why when it comes to, let's say, dating, something so simple, right? Something everybody can relate to.
Yeah.
When it comes to dating, it's game over in the first call. So when I hear about, men complaining that they're spending too much money on the wrong women and that they just want, these women don't want anything but to be taken out to dinner and wine and dine, this and that. And then women are on their side saying men don't want anything but sex and that's all they're after and, whatever the complaint is, right? What's happening is they're spending way too much time with the wrong person because they can't identify them.
So
And
they,
so it's, yeah, if it's
okay.
just a phone call, just get on the phone. And if you have discernment, if you understand love and not love, you're going to hear, they're going to tell you everything you need to know. So why are you going to waste any time or money on them? It's certainly not your body.
Yeah.
Right?
But I mean, but gosh, I mean, that's just I mean, that just requires some education. That speaks to education, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just by its very definition.
Right, exactly. And that's what the book is,
Yeah.
education.
The book, by the way, is
Yeah.
called The Game. Yeah.
Yes, the game,
Yeah.
winning by virtue, one move
Yeah.
at a time. Right. It's not about chess, but it's easy to understand the analogy.
Yes,
Somebody
it is.
sent me a video the other day where they were using chess as an analogy for life, which, obviously is new, not a new concept by any stretch, but he was just saying how life is so not like chess. And I'm listening to this thing, and it's like, he's right, but so am I. So I would never argue with him because we're seeing the board differently. We're using the board differently. There's nothing wrong with the board. There's nothing wrong with his analogy, and there's nothing wrong with mine. We're both right.
But he didn't see it that way.
No,
He was
actually, it
trying to
was
make a point with you.
I think no. I think the video was just sent to me because, like, hey, look, somebody's talking about the game.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
Just information. Okay.
right. Just information, and it's kind of funny. I really don't know what the point was, if they were trying to tell me that, somebody thinks that life is not like chess, where I am saying it is like chess. I'm not saying it is like chess. I'm saying that I use the analogy for logic and reason so that we can all understand clearly where the borders are, what the pieces are. And,
Yeah, no, that makes sense, of course. I mean, the game makes that
right.
quite clear. Yeah.
Yeah, it's literally so that we can see clearly what we're doing rather than concepts of, like, for example, going back to my post. When I posted that Bashar thing and somebody says that it was absolutely wrong. It was absolutely wrong, he said. And I said, well, what is your take on that? And it took him a while to come back. But the point is, he just came back swinging, saying it was absolutely false. And I just said, well, explain. And of course, he couldn't. It just appeared to be contrary to his understanding of the Garden of Eden. Two totally different concepts, but he intertwined the two, and this is why he said it was false. So I had to go in there and unwind what his perception was. So what I'm saying is, Bashar was talking about the intent of Jesus. Jesus didn't want followers, he wanted to create leaders. Do as I do, be like me, be love. This is what it's a game of Simon Says. Okay, and he's talking about how Satan tricked Eve by saying you too can be like God. But you see how it got twisted?
Well,
This is religion.
I get more in, I mean, I find a tree in my backyard more interesting, because I'm so anti-religion,
I know.
but
But this,
yeah, I.
but see, people are arguing over scripture when there's a lack of understanding. So my point was, we need to learn how to ask questions before we just slam down the gavel and say that's wrong. You know, seek understanding. So what
Well,
I
yeah, I think we should seek a whole other avenue. You
right.
know, move the genre completely away and let's go to nature.
No, there's no reason. But there's no reason to do that, because if we understood what the scripture said logically, there's no reason to throw it out. It's good information. See, so when Satan tempted Eve, right, and said that you too could be like God, just
First of
take
all, the
this.
assumption is all this is actually going on, and I don't buy that any of it happened anyway. So let's get that established right now, right? I don't believe anything you're saying, A.
Okay,
Now,
you don't believe the story, right?
none of it. No, I
Okay,
don't
but
believe any
okay,
of
let's
it.
okay, fine, but it's just like a movie, like what's happening right now in our political, you know, this whole landscape.
Right.
Okay, it's the
Okay.
same exact thing. Okay, so we're just going to take it for what it is. We're watching a movie, and in the movie, there's this snake that's tempting this woman with this fruit to say, you too could be like God. Just take a bite of the fruit. So this, you know, moviegoer is going, no. Satan's telling her that she could be like God. So Bashar is guilty of the same. No, you're not understanding. No. What he's saying is that Satan said we could be like God because we could know everything, both good and evil. That was the mistake. If we never knew evil, if we never wanted to know the other side, the left room, we would never enter it. And we would have stayed in the garden where everything is provided.
Well, the difference is I'll sit on a plateau overlooking the Columbia River and I'll say, hey, I need a snake over here to bring me some fruit. Huh? No.
John, don't lose the lesson. No. So now, okay, but this is real life. This is real life. We
Absolutely, yeah. Go on.
No, but we can look at our life today and say that we are controlled by fear. That's because the story said that if you take a bite of this fruit, you will know everything. So you're going to know good and evil. So today we're controlled by evil. It's our own damn fault. So the point of this experiment, now that we've arrived, is to find our way home back to the garden. How do we do that? How do we rewind the tape? How do I stop being so fearful?
But why do we have to deal in similes and stories? Why can't we just deal in raw facts, like how it really is?
Oh my gosh, says the king of analogies. Oh
Okay, you got me there.
wow. Okay, because when we see it in our mind, the story playing out, it's easier for us to understand. So we have to be able to see a snake. We know what a snake is. We have to be able to see the fruit. We have to see these two human beings, and we have to understand what temptation is, because we're tempted every day. It has to be that story. So whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter, because we understand it. So now that we
Yeah.
understand it, right? Okay, so now we come back to the post. The post, Bashar is talking about how Jesus, this is way after the garden, said that we could be like him. I want leaders. I'm a leader. I want you to be a leader. So it wasn't that he was being like Satan in the garden. He was literally saying that stand up and be the power that you are. Put love first. Be like me. And you will do all these things and more. And yet we still continue to live in fear. So this is why, these posts can be highly valuable if there's conversation going on. But, when people come in swinging and at each other, instead of, giving an intelligent review of the post, then again, it just proves that there's pain, there's ignorance, and you're living in the left room again.
Yeah, but I mean, it could be Lee Iacocca giving a speech at Lehigh University.
Okay.
Be like me. I want you to be leaders.
Yeah, doesn't he?
So what? I don't even know if Iacocca's even. I think he's dead. I think he died a few years ago. But
Okay,
he was an
but the
amazing
difference.
business icon. Amazing.
Yeah, but the difference is who he honors, who or what. It doesn't, you can take any name, any prominent name that's living today. And look at them and say, but what room are you living in?
Yeah, well, let's take Iacocca again. If he was, I mean, one of his sayings was that if when you die, you've got five real friends, you've lived a great life. He understood isolationism and the flaws of the human condition. Somebody like Iacocca understood that. And with that philosophy, he saved Chrysler Corporation as an
Okay,
individual. So
but let's look at.
did God save the earth? Did Christ save the earth? I mean,
Okay,
I
wait,
know what
but
Lee Iacocca did. I
okay, but
can
wait,
prove
wait, 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 wait. Okay, because there's a lot going on there.
it. I don't want to
Lee,
confuse you.
no,
Fact.
you're not confusing me. It's just that we have to, straighten out the mess. The Lee Iacocca went.
Well, let's save that for tomorrow because we're out of time.
No, you're gonna listen
Okay.
to
All
this.
right. Hurry up.
No.
Okay, I'm
Okay.
listening.
Lee Iacocca, when he talks about if you have five friends, you're lucky, right? Think about five people compared to the population of the world. This man understood that people were not to be trusted, and it's all about the money. He knew that.
Yes, he sure did.
Okay, so that's that. Now, Jesus, what did Jesus do for the world? What are you talking about? We're still talking about Jesus being here on earth, whether or not he was here or not, or this or that. His story lives on. Many people are waiting for him to return. And the idea of returning is that love will return. Love. We don't know the manifestation, what the actual physical manifestation will be. People are waiting for, this imagery to show up. But really, what it is that love will return. And we will stop honoring money.
If Jesus was even remotely real, he was not very smart. Because any guy with that kind of brain power potentially would not have pissed off the Romans and got himself killed so early. It's like he spiked the ball in the 99-yard line. Not very smart.
Oh, gosh. Well, you know what?
What?
These stories are told by men, and we don't know. It's all about perspective. So again, we just have to take the root of his existence and understand the truth of it. Whatever the story is, the truth of the matter is he's the manifestation of love. Let's just take that ball and run with it.
All right.
And never mind the stories.
I think you and I are the spearhead of perfect podcasts
Oh, I don't know. I think we break all the rules. We're not supposed to be talking about
myself.
religion and politics.
Anyway, I got
Okay,
to get up to Virginia Mason.
okay. I love
So
you.
anyway, I love you.
I'll
Okay,
talk to you later.
bye-bye.
Bye.